Hello, everyone. This is Dave Hughes from the Corporate Marketing Group here at Worldwide Technology, and we are broadcasting live from our global headquarters here in St. Louis, and we want to welcome you to the latest and actually the first Tech 17 podcast episode of 2019. So hope everyone had a great end of year and are having a great beginning of the year, and we're ready for another exciting year of Tech 17 podcast. And we've got a really great one to start things off. So again, our Tech 17 series brings together subject matter experts from here at WWT, and also occasionally from our partners and customers to discuss important topics in the enterprise space. So today, welcome Chris Infante and Charlie Summers. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, great to be here.
Okay. Charlie is based in St. Louis as well, and Chris is based in New York City. And as I said before, I want to give a shout out to Chris. You might be familiar with Chris. This is his second podcast. He was also the participant in the most popular episode in Tech 17 history, our deep learning episode from the end of 2017. So, Chris, you got a tough act to follow.
My proudest accomplishment. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. So for all of our listeners who haven't listened, go check it out. So Chris is a senior engagement manager in our business and analytic advisor group, and Charlie is a principal advisor in our application services group here at Worldwide. I think Charlie's got somewhat of a little bit of a new role as well. So guys, before we start, maybe if you could just give a very brief definition or explanation of your role here at Worldwide for our listeners. So Chris, we'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Dave. So the business and analytics advisor team at Worldwide, what we really focus on is the sales, business development, and delivery of all of WWT's solutions around analytics, AI, and big data. So my role on that team as a senior engagement manager is really working with customers to scope out ways we can help them drive value from their data, and also leading the delivery of those engagements with our customers.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Charlie?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And as you mentioned, I just started a new role within GSP in the Strategic Solutions Group as an advisor, and really just continuing more of the same around innovation, right? Just working with our customers around discovering a solution, building consensus, defining metrics for success, and then going tactical and driving the execution. So thanks for having me.
Okay, great. So the thing we're going to be talking about today with Chris and Charlie, kind of a very, very important topic, and I think very topical, so to speak, to kick things off here in 2019. We're going to be talking about digital analytics, and we hear a lot these days about digital transformation and digital disruption. Actually, I'm down at the lower level of our global headquarters, and I'm looking at a wall that's got a big digital disruption is everywhere sign on the wall. So I think just to kick things off, and Chris, I'll start with you on this. So just want to maybe get your take on just digital analytics solutions and how those solutions are helping companies and organizations meet the challenges that they're facing today created by this digital transformation.
Yeah, so a key component of any digital transformation for an enterprise, and in our experience, what's top of mind for CIOs and business leaders that are thinking about it, is how they get the most value they can out of the information and data that the enterprise is generating. So the way I like to think about it is a lot of enterprises are trying to make the transition from having their data be built around the company to becoming a company that's built around data, right? So what I mean by that is data built around the company, some ways you can kind of tell that that's an organization that falls into that category. It's a lot of manual processes and legacy systems. It's a lot of data collection and storage that's happening, but not a lot of insights or information generated from that information, from that data. And then a lot of siloed data, right? Data is not brought together to be used for more advanced analytics and modeling and really generating business value from it. So it's almost like the data is incidentally something that's created as a result of the systems you stand up in IT for the company. What we really try to help our customers do with the BAA team and the journey customers are going on around digital transformation, but analytics in particular, is trying to become a company that's built around data. Generating insights from data, making data and data insights and data analysis a key part to the way a business is run, right? As opposed to something incidental that's generated on the side. And as a result, a lot of that as well is driven by technology, some kind of very sophisticated technology and approaches around how you move data from one place to another, how you consolidate it in one place, and what sorts of insights you generate from it from data science. So, you know, obviously, as the person who focuses on analytics and AI solutions at Worldwide, I'm biased, but I do think data is the most important part of any digital transformation. And it's really all about generating value from the information that you're creating to drive your business forward.
And to me, to just kind of build on what Chris is saying, it really allows an organization to kind of transform itself from an emotion-based decision-making tree into a more informed decision-making tree, right? Now, all of a sudden, they can look at the data. The data is not in all of these disparate locations, as Chris mentioned, but it's really shared. It's a communal source of knowledge that really allows, you know, both from a strategic side to also more at the tactical side of a business to be able to make those decisions and really, you know, hang their hat on the fact that, hey, this is an informed decision because of the data and the analytics that are answering and showing us opportunities.
Okay. So I guess just to follow up on that, and Chris, I'll throw this back to you. So can you give our listeners maybe one or two specific examples of these types of solutions that you were talking about previously?
Yeah, sure. One customer that we've worked with in the past is in heavy industry. They do mining, actually, of different kinds in the U.S. and around the world. And one of the business problems they were trying to solve was around the optimizing the use of a given piece of equipment in this mining supply chain cycle. So previously, figuring out how trucks should queue up at this piece of equipment and how the pieces should fit together and how it should best be used was really a combination of intuition and the expertise of the people that were running the mine, right, to do this work. What we really focused on with them and the solution that worked for them, and it very much is a digital transformation, kind of a digital solution, was taking in all of the data that they have on the running of this equipment, consolidating it into a centralized repository, building a predictive model that would tell the people who are operating this equipment how it was being used, what the throughput was looking like, where some of the bottlenecks might be in their process. And the key thing was marrying that with the user interface and a dashboard application that delivered the information and recommendations about how they can improve the process in an easy to consume usable format. So it kind of builds on what Charlie was saying earlier. That kind of software product can take an intuition expertise based process and transform it to one that starts with data and then leverages that same expertise to actually put it into action and make it work.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Yeah. Definitely some cool stuff there. I wanted to talk a little bit about kind of the last part of our discussion and focus on a more recent and actually, I guess, a current customer that we're working with in terms of digital analytics. And it's one that a lot of people probably would not think of in terms of a organization or a customer that might be in need of such solutions. And that's Richard Petty Motorsports. So for our NASCAR fans, of course, Richard Petty, otherwise known as the King, but he has his own racing team. And kind of in the spirit of full disclosure, you know, at here with WWT, we had been kind of discussing some potential partnership, you know, opportunities with Richard Petty Motor, RPM, as we refer to it. But in kind of those initial discussions, It also came up that they had some challenges in this area when we first started to talk to them. So, Charlie, let me throw this to you. So in terms of, you know, maybe not something that we anticipated or, you know, that a lot of people might think of, auto racing company, what were some of the challenges that they faced, and really how did we start to get involved with them in this area?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an awesome question, right? Because it's a really great opportunity of bringing, you know, really all the concepts and ideas that we've just been talking about, you know, bringing it into action. So if I remember correctly, Chris and I were at RPM headquarters the fall of 17, and we started off with an ideation session, just really trying to understand the problems that they were facing. And at the time during that session, you know, there was this yet to be announced rookie driver, Bubba Wallace. He actually took part in the ideation session to really, you know, get that feedback, right? Because RPM, from a crew perspective, you know, their challenge, their mission is to build a car, get it on the track, get it to perform so that the driver has the tools he needs to win the race. And then on Monday, start the whole thing over again. You know, as a side note, we also got to meet the king. So as a longtime NASCAR fan, that was totally awesome. But really,
his sunglasses, I'm sure.
He was wearing the sunglasses and the cowboy hat, and I was actually surprised how tall he was. But their primary challenge was the fact that here you had a race team made up of, you know, brilliant engineers who were doing everything manually. You know, whether building out the car, it was, hey, everything's driven by spreadsheets or scraps of paper. Get it to the race where, right, once you get out of practice and qualifying, the items that you, the team, can change greatly decreases, yet your variables increase, you know, and the fact that everything is spreadsheets, even during the race, and you have all these disparate systems serving up little nuggets of data. But as the crew is trying to call the race, really the crew chief is up there, he's going off of intuition. He's going off what he's seeing. He's going off what the driver is telling him. And at the same time, jumping around to all of these different sources of data. So from a challenge perspective, it's really something that all of our customers, even ourselves, we face on a daily basis, was how do I enable my team to do what they're totally brilliant at doing by automating and driving efficiencies on the back end. And you can't eliminate manual processes, but how do we automate and digitize manual processes to the best of the ability to allow them, once again, to go back to the beginning, to make data-driven, informed decisions as opposed to instinct and intuition. So that was really their, you know, just a basic, simple problem statement.
Okay. So Chris, I guess just to follow up on that, what did we create for RPM to help them meet that challenge?
Yeah, so, you know, not to sound too presumptuous, but our team kind of became part of the crew. That's the way I like to think about it. We kind of became their in-house software development shop for part of the 2018 season as we were developing this first solution. So the initial project that we worked on with them to help them around these manual processes, bringing data together into one place, was building an analytics dashboard application, so very much a digital analytics product. The business goal of this, or what we hoped to achieve, was during a race, obviously the driver of the car is not going to be looking at an analytics dashboard during a race, right? He's just looking at the car dashboard as he hurdles 200 miles per hour around the track. We don't want him looking at charts or data insights or the results of a machine learning model. So the way that information gets to him is by this group of three or four folks that sit in the pit box where they come in to do pit stops during a race, the crew chief and then his race engineers that support him. our product that we worked on and then, you know, productionalized over the course of the 2018 season was an analytics dashboard to be used by that team to communicate information around situational awareness and strategy to the driver to kind of help influence their strategy in that space. So the quick version of what we built: multiple data sources ingested into a central location, information on what's called timing and scoring, so kind of the position and lap times of the different drivers on the track, pit stop information, when pit stops happen, what type of pit stop it was, were tires changed, did refueling happen, was it a green or yellow flag when the pit stop occurred, and sensor data as well from the cars, what's available, which is fairly limited in NASCAR, but throttle, brake, steering angle. That information all collected together, housed in a cloud environment, and then a web-based front end put on top of that back end to display and present this information to the crew in a very in easy to use fashion. And it's helping them make decisions like, when should we make our next pit stop? Or how much speed are we losing on our current set of tires when we're going around the track? And how does that compare to other drivers? And should we be changing our approach to driving? So we brought that data in. You know, I would say we really kicked off this project in earnest over the summer. We kind of started working with the team in the middle of the season. And by the time we hit Homestead, the last race of the year, the team was using this application instead of a set of old applications that required a lot of manual processes before. So it was pretty gratifying to see that all come together by the time we reached the end of the season.
Okay. Great. Yeah, and it'll be exciting to kind of see how the team progresses, because we're going to be continuing to work with this and work with them on this in 2019. So just to wrap things up, so Charlie, I'm going to give you a big challenge. I know this is something that probably could be an hour discussion easily, but just in the remaining couple of minutes, you know, for our listeners who are like, hey, that, you know, that Richard Petty application and what you're doing for them sounds really cool, but, you know, I don't work for a car racing company. Is there something that you can tell our listeners for other companies who, you know, about what applications are, you know, how are these solutions transferable to, you know, other applications and other challenges that other companies face that aren't race car companies?
You know, thank you. I'll do my best to hold it within an hour. But, you know, to me, it really comes down to this notion of, you know, our customers desperately need to make informed decisions, right? For them to survive, for us to survive, it's all around using data to drive those informed decisions. And to me, where I see this RPM story kind of transcending throughout all the different industries and verticals is simply around that notion of, you know, as a race car team, as a crew chief, you know, you're effectively the president, the CIO, the CX role, right? And you have roughly 6 days to prepare the car, and then you have 1 day to see what happens, and that's race day, right? And of course, you know, argument could be made, well, what if it's a night race on Saturdays? I don't have the full six, but we won't go into that minutia. But it's really about, I'm building this, now I race it, you know, I'm gonna come in and take two tires. I'm gonna go, you know, or maybe I'm just gonna go in and take a splash of fuel. Did I make the right decision? And if we use the Kansas City race as an example, if I remember correctly, and I also think that was Chris's first race of his life, so that was a little aha moment for him. But I think the average lap time was 26 seconds. So in 26 seconds, the crew chief, the CIO, instantly realizes the return on his investment. Did I make the right decision? Now, if we pivot and we look at the rest of our customers that we engage with, they don't have, you know, they don't have 30 seconds to realize the value. They may not realize the value of their investments for years. How can we use data? How can we transform our customers with data, with, you know, digitizing manual processes, and not a simple lift and shift, but truly a transformational process improvement? How can we get them
to visualize and see the return on their investment sooner as opposed to later. I think that's my 5-second description of how I think it translates. What do you think, Chris?
Good job, Charlie. Well, yeah, that's a good
first of all, that was a little longer than 5 seconds, but I think all I completely agree with everything Charlie said. What I would add is, from the technology implementation side of things, the components of this solution are the same things that we see again and again across all industries for digital analytics solutions. So integration of multiple data sources into some sort of centralized pipeline or repository, doing analysis and analytics on that data to generate insights or pull insights from it, a smartly designed user interface and user experience that can be used in a high pressure, quick response sort of situation, and then the ability to put that solution in the cloud so it's easily scalable and accessible from everywhere. Those are the key components of the Richard Petty Motorsports solution, but they could just as easily be applied to any of our customers we work with. So it's why it's a story we like telling. It grabs attention because it's a NASCAR team and it's kind of a cool story, but it also really fits well with these different components we see again and again with other customers interested in digital transformation.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, guys. And I think, this topic in general, I think we'll be revisiting throughout the year for sure. And I would encourage all of our listeners also to kind of follow Richard Petty Motorsports and see how the team does this year. So again, that wraps up this episode of Tech 17, our first one of the year. So again, I want to thank Chris and Charlie for coming on, providing their insight and expertise on this very important topic. So guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was fun, Dave. Thanks.
All right, great. And again, for our listeners, please, if you are not a subscriber to Tech 17, please subscribe. It is free. It's available on iTunes and all podcast platforms, and you'll have access to all of our previous episodes as well. Also, please check the episode notes. We'll have some links to some more detailed content on the little deeper dive on some of the topics that Charlie and Chris covered in our conversation today. So again, thanks for joining us on Tech 17, and we'll see you next time.